Praise Ye the Lord. Berkeley, California, August 1906. I have slept well the past night, and I praise the Lord with heart and soul and voice. The Lord has given me of His strength and power, as I have addressed the people. I have been strengthened far beyond my expectations. We are not to carry with us an appearance of sorrow and sadness, for we are not orphans. O sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless His name, show forth His salvation from day to day. Declare His glory among the heathen, His wonders among all people. For the Lord is great, and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before Him. Strength and beauty are in His sanctuary. Give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto His name. Bring an offering and come into His courts. Psalm 96, verse 1-8. What is the message we are to bear to the world? Say among the heathen that the Lord reigneth. The world also shall be established, that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the heavens rejoice, and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar, and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful, and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Lord. For He cometh to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness, and the people with His truth. Verses 10-13. Shall we accept the precious words of assurance to be found in the Word of God? Shall we believe the promises of God and magnify His holy name? We should continually honor Him with praise and with thanksgiving. I desire especially to call the attention of our people to the Scriptures that bid us magnify the Lord God of Israel. Shall we not cease all repining, and let the praise of God flow forth from our lips? We need not engage in light or trifling conversation, but we may be cheerful. We may speak pleasant words that come from a heart aglow with the love of God. Ye that love the Lord hate evil. Psalm 97, verse 10. There are sentiments that we should not cherish in the mind, nor manifest in speech or in works. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of His holiness. Verses 11-12. If the heart is in harmony with God, and is kept pure from evil surmising, thousands of complaining, fault-finding ones may be led to rejoice as they behold the brighter side of life. Let not our lips err in complaining and fault-finding, or in speaking evil of others.